Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, October 30th. It is 5:30. Thank you guys so much for getting up or going to bed with us, whatever it is. We appreciate you guys being here for this half hour just for you that are up at this crazy hour already. Right off the bat, I'm having computer issues. Did you have any computer issues this morning?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
What's going on?
We have this thing called Global Protect on our thing, and mine's just not connecting. So just a word of warning, I'm going to need you to press buttons until I get this fixed because nothing is working. I don't know. It's like connecting, and just that never-ending circle of death that keeps going and going. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. But, definitely a first world problem, but just want to give you a word of warning. Usually I'll press the buttons where I can from where I'm at, but sometimes I'm gonna need to go to my backup. You're my relief pitcher here.
Hey, I gotcha.
Speaking of baseball, did you watch the World Series game last night?
I did. How's Matt doing?
He's all right. He's just of the mindset where it's kind of like, they just look like the better team, referring to the Toronto Blue Jays. He's a big Dodgers fan. But it's my daughter who's really upset. My oldest daughter, she's in San Diego right now. She goes to school there, and she's just like, I'm so sad. I am so sad about this.
No.
And she's so like bummed out. And I'm like, hey, it's not over till it's over. You know, there's 2 more games left. You can't give up on your team yet. And so, yeah, she's been pretty bummed out about it.
Oh, yeah. It's tough being like a big sports fan like that, especially since you're so invested. I can only imagine, especially like being in Southern California right now and all the Dodgers fans that are in San Diego as well. It's a huge hype with baseball down there.
Oh, man, for sure. And it's just, you know, it's the biggest stage in baseball too. There's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're a Dodgers fan, it's kind of another dismal game. So we'll see how things go when they go back to Toronto. It's not going to be easy. That is for sure. That team is looking really, really good right now. So how was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was pretty relaxing. Just trying to get ready for the weekend. Pretty busy day tomorrow with Halloween. I have a couple Halloween parties to go to. Momo has a grooming appointment on Halloween, so he will look not as shaggy and monstrous.
What is he going to be for Halloween?
I think I'm going to dress him up as a Lakers player.
Oh, okay.
He got a little Lakers jersey last week. Momo has more costumes than I do. Last week he was a Hawaiian little tourist, and now he's going to be a Lakers player.
Such a diva.
I know. I need to get my grooming appointment, Mom.
I love it. I love it. That is amazing.
You know something about Halloween that I just learned is I thought All Hallows Eve was on October 30th because Eve, I'm thinking like Christmas Eve,
right?
The day before Christmas. All Hallows Eve isn't October 30th. It's actually on Halloween.
That is Halloween. I
see.
I understand your logic behind it, though.
But now I'm looking at it like, oh, today's All Hallows Eve.
No,
girl, that's tomorrow.
I do that around Christmas time. Does anyone else do that where it's like on December 23rd and I'm like, it's Christmas Eve Eve.
All the time.
It's Christmas Eve Eve Eve. I get so excited.
I know. How was your night last night?
It was pretty good. Yeah, we watched the game last night. We started the new season of Selling Sunset, just dropped this week.
Yes.
So we started watching that, and so much drama. I was just like, I'm out. I can't go to bed like this. I get so stressed out watching these ladies fight with each other. It's so frustrating. But yeah, that is good. I love looking at the homes on that show. It's like,
yes,
these homes I'm never going to ever live in. Like, I just want to like dream about living in them.
Do they have a new character on Selling Sunset right now?
Yes. Sophia Vergara's sister or something, but she hasn't come on yet. And I'm only two episodes in, so she hasn't come on yet.
Oh, I love Selling Sunset. Right now, I'm caught up right now between watching Nobody Wants This with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody. And I just finished My Life with the Carter Boys season two. So now I'm like trying to get back into the newer shows. So Selling Sunset's on my queue.
Yeah, that one, the drama starts off boom right away.
Oh,
so there's no shortage there. So a lot coming up on the show this morning, you guys. We're so excited to have you here on this All Hallows Eve Eve. And so you are going to get your tickets to see Jessica Simpson 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot to come. So let's do this. Let's start the show. Look, no tears, okay? I don't want this to be a sad conversation. I just want to bring something up.
Okay? I can't promise you I'm an emotional girl.
So on Monday of this week, it was, I don't know if you knew this, but it was Day of the Dead for Pets. And this is just something recently I found out about. It's part of the traditions in Mexico. And you know, I'm very familiar with Day of the Dead and making ofrendas. And that's when you set up just an area to kind of welcome your loved ones back who would come for a visit. And they have one for pets. It's on October 27th. And it's a day to just set aside to honor our pets that have passed away.
I have seen this, and I saw all of my friends posting about their pets that crossed the rainbow bridge. It was kind of hard to watch.
It's emotional. It's emotional. Well, I made a little ofrenda this past Monday for Max and Molly, and I had you know, just a couple. It wasn't anything big, trust me. It was like a couple of candles, a couple of their favorite snacks that was table food, that like goldfish cracker, stuff like that. I had some photos of them, and just, you know, it made me feel good to do that. And I just seeing their old pictures, I had their old collars and stuff, and it's been 2016 is when Max died, and then 2017 is when Molly died.
Oh my God, almost back to back.
I know, and it was within months. It was just, you would think I would be over it by now. Like, seriously, it's been almost a decade, and here's the thing, I don't think I'll ever be over it. So yesterday we have this staff meeting, and one of our regional VPs is visiting, and he mentioned that two of his dogs recently passed away. And he said something that hit me so hard that I had to stop myself from tearing up. He said, I don't know if I'll ever be able to get another pet again. It's just been too much. And I felt that in my soul because that's exactly where I'm at. Like, it's just, I don't know how other people are just able to get another pet. And I wish I was like that, you know? It's and Lewis Hamilton, you know, the F1 driver?
Yes.
He recently lost his dog, Roscoe, and someone asked, are you going to get another dog? And he's like, no, he's not replaceable. He's not a car. And that line got me. Like, I haven't been able to do it. People have been asking me all the time, like, would you ever get another dog? And I'm like, I don't know if I can. I just don't know if I have it in me. So fast forward, the universe is weird. There's this little pug puppy that pops up in my feed. A tiny little thing named Pumpkin.
No!
I sent you the video.
Please.
On Instagram.
You did? Stop. I'm going to cry.
This thing, I saw her and it just immediately, like, something kind of sparked, like, would I ever consider again? And this was the first time I thought, maybe. And I don't know what it is. There's a part of me that flashes back to 2016, to the heartbreak. And then I wonder, like, could I ever survive that kind of loss again, you know?
Yes. Oh, my God. The internet is slow. Oh, there it is. Oh, my God. No.
Since she's so cute.
She's the tiniest little thing right now.
She's
she can
so
fit in
teeny
your
tiny.
Hand.
Yeah. Aww. She's available November 9th. And I've been talking to my husband about it. And he's like, I don't know that I can do it. But I'm just genuinely asking, were you able to move on after your pet passed? Were you able to, like, open your heart again, or did it close up for good? Because it's been almost a decade for me and I still haven't been able to do it.
I dread the day that one day Momo is going to cross the rainbow bridge.
Yeah.
And he's only 4, you guys. And I've already been emotional about that day. And Shih Tzus, they last a long time.
Yeah.
They're supposed to last maybe 15 to 20 years at max. But at the same time, can I replace him after that? I feel like it's a replacement versus it is like a, I want another dog. I want another dog to join our family, because I don't know how I'm going to be after my first dog. Do I want a second dog? Yes. But can I, my heart handle it? I don't think so.
It's such a contradiction. Like, I want another dog, but I never want to go through what we went through again. We're getting some text here. This one says, you're not alone. We had 2 pugs too. And when we lost them, I said never again. 3 years later, we have 2 more. Guess what? They don't replace the old ones, but they do make new memories. This one says, we lost our cat in 2019. My kids keep asking when we can get another one, but I can't do it. I feel like her spirit walks through our hallway at night. Okay, I'm glad to know I'm not alone on this. This one says, you're definitely not weird. My wife and I still hang our old cat's stocking at Christmas.
Aww.
Our new cat hisses at it, but that's her problem.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Wicked for Good is trending this morning. The movie's not even out yet, and the Oscar buzz is already brewing. Critics are saying Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande could both be up for nominations again, which makes them, like, one of the most powerful duos ever on the big screen. But they're saying that instead of just being nominated this time, they could actually win. Well, one of them, right? Because they're in the same category. Ariana,
Supporting.
Yes, thank
you. No
worries. The movie hits theaters November 21st, wrapping up the story of their friendship. It's not just the performances getting attention, though. The director, John M. Chu, he made the bold move to include Dorothy Gale without ever showing her face. Yeah, he said he didn't want to step on who you think Dorothy is. So I think that's a really classy creative choice. You know, it's,
yeah,
let her be who she is in your mind. Don't put a face to it. But she's going to be in there. You're just never going to see her face. Ariana, she also teased a little shade between Glinda and Dorothy.
Ooh.
Yeah, she joked that Glinda could have easily told Dorothy to take the Emerald City train to Emerald City, saying, that's a little shady, Glinda, which is so true. Make her walk all the way there when there was literally a train.
She has to go down the yellow brick road and she has to go on the adventure. But that's what Wicked is about. Because if you remember, did you ever watch the play? Of Wicked?
Yeah, I saw it on Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know that we never really see Dorothy.
Yeah, it's always like a silhouette of her.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're keeping that same theme. But something I really am excited about and that John M. Chu is putting to life is there are going to be new songs that I haven't heard yet, or we haven't heard yet. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, just speaking of that, the two new songs, they are saying that they are also something that might be up for Grammys. They're saying that these songs are so good, and one of them happens during the wedding scene, and then I'm trying to remember where the other one is, but yeah, it hasn't even hit theaters yet and everyone's talking about it. Two new songs, a butterfly covered wedding dress, a storyline that John M. Chu says is about consequences. He says that it's a much heavier Part two is much heavier than part one. He said, if part one is about choices, part two is about consequences. So it's got a lot of buzz, and it's only going to get bigger from here on out. And that is what's trending. It's Mercedes in the morning. Southern Nevada is facing a growing crisis that could impact nearly 500,000 residents who rely on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, and federal funding for the program. It's expected to run out as early as this weekend, and there's no agreement yet in Washington. Nevada has joined a multi-state lawsuit trying to unlock some emergency funds. And a lot of families are bracing for uncertainty. Local food banks are stepping in to fill the gap. Three Square Food Bank, which we absolutely love and do a lot of work with, they serve as the primary hunger relief organization here in Southern Nevada. And they're expanding their emergency response to meet this anticipated surge in demand. And we have Beth Martino on with us. She's the president and CEO of Three Square. Thank you so much for joining us, Beth.
Oh, it's so great to be here with you. Thanks for talking with us this morning.
Now, thanks for taking the time. I knew you and your team have been preparing for what could be a really significant surge in need this weekend. So for people who may not understand how serious this is, can you kind of explain what happens if SNAP funding does in fact run out, and what kind of impact that's going to have on families here in Southern Nevada?
Definitely. I mean, what we know already is that at best case scenario, that SNAP benefits will not be paid until later in November. Depending on how long the shutdown goes on, it could be they aren't paid at all. So that means people who are waiting for their main source of grocery money will not receive that. So you've got families, you've got children, you've got seniors that they look to the first of the month, and that's when they put food on their table. That's when they buy food to fill their pantry or put in their refrigerator, and they won't have any of those funds to do that. And that's almost 500,000 people here in the state of Nevada.
So you announced that Three Square, you're expanding your emergency response. What does that look like in real terms?
Well, we've been out in the community, as we always are, serving our partners, making sure they have food in the food pantries that they run. We've actually been doing pop-up distributions over the last several months already to try to meet increased needs. But now with the shutdown and the situation with SNAP, we're launching some new emergency distributions. We've got two coming up this weekend that Three Square will run, one at UNLV and one at CSN. We have a couple of our partners that are also doing larger distributions. And then next week, we'll be out in the community doing even more of those. So right now, we have about 10 emergency distributions scheduled next week, in addition to working with our 150-plus food pantries across Southern Nevada to make sure that they have more food to meet the need for folks that are coming in.
We're talking to President and CEO of Three Square, Beth Martino. Beth, your data shows that people visiting food pantries has already increased about 16% over the last 4 months. How many of them are you seeing as first-time visitors?
Well, about 75% of them. So about 3 out of 4 people that were new or that were coming in were new. So we've had a lot of new folks reaching out for food assistance. And, you know, that's people that we all might not expect to be food insecure, but with rising costs of everything from transportation to groceries, it's been harder for people to stretch their dollar and put food on the table all month. So we already are seeing that that's been a challenge for folks. And I think the shutdown has certainly made that worse.
For anyone who might be feeling ashamed or hesitant to ask for help, what would you say to them?
You know, so many people never expect to be in this position. And this is why Three Square is here. It's what our community is here to do, is to help one another. It's one of the fantastic things about Nevadans. We work to serve our neighbors, to feed our neighbors. And so turn to people for help. You do not have to go through this alone. And that's what we're here doing right now, making sure people know where they can go, that they can come to Three Square, they can visit our website, follow us on social media, find out where to go and get help.
And anyone listening this morning who might be wondering, like, what can they do to help? What's the most effective way for the community to support Three Square during this time?
Well, right now, the best thing people can do is donate food or funds. We can always stretch a dollar further than other people can at the grocery store. So getting that funding is really important. So we always encourage people to consider making a contribution. But we're always accepting food donations. We have opened an expanded location at our headquarters to receive food donations. But we also need volunteers. So people can donate food, funds, or time, and they can find out how to do that on our website at the same spot where folks who need assistance can also find resources.
And that's 3square.org. Beth, we just have always loved your organization and what the people there do for this community. And so we know that you guys are really needing that help, especially right now. And anything we can do to get the word out, please don't hesitate to let us know. Our listeners are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
No, thanks for taking time to talk about this.
Yeah, it's really, really important right now. And you know, as we go ahead into the upcoming weeks, like she said, it doesn't have to be money. If you have some shelf-stable items that you can donate, or even just your time, you would be so surprised at how far that goes.
A dollar equals three meals. Imagine $100, 300 meals. That's insane.
Yeah, and people need it now more than ever. We're going to post all the website information on our website and our social media so you can check it out. It's Mix 941.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
It is that time of year again when we fall back. Standard time returns on Sunday, which means at 2 a.m. the clocks go back 1 hour. You technically gain an hour of sleep, but you lose an hour of sunlight after work, which always feels like a very cruel trade, in my opinion.
Yes.
I'm just like, wait, why is it so dark? We're going to stay on standard time until March 8th of next year when we spring forward again. Hawaii, Arizona, of course, they don't bother with any of this clock changing nonsense. And in case you're wondering, the Sunshine Protection Act that was supposed to make daylight saving time permanent, it's still stuck in Congress. One senator has been holding it up since 2022. I don't know. Maybe he's just not a morning person or something.
He may be. But 2022, I know we have bigger problems, right, than daylight saving time. But it would be just so nice to get rid of it.
Just squeak that one through. Like, no discussion necessary. Nobody likes it. Let's just move on. Let's move on, you know?
No one likes the sunset at 4:45 p.m. Because I don't.
It feels so weird. And I already know. Here comes the seasonal depression. It's just going to start sneaking up on us. So, yeah, don't forget to take your clocks back an hour this weekend. Also this morning, a new study has found the best cities in America for ghosts to live. Yes, someone actually researched this. There's this team from Casino Online, and they rank the cities using factors like the number of cemeteries, the haunted tours that they have, the vacant homes, and Google searches for ghosts. And it turns out Savannah, Georgia is basically Beverly Hills for the dearly departed. That's number one. Yeah, Charleston, South Carolina came in second. New Orleans, Louisiana took third. Of course it did. I always felt like a ghostly vibe whenever I went to New Orleans. Have you been there before?
I've never been to New Orleans. No, is it like you see in the movies, like the witchcraft type of feel?
Yeah, okay. There's that. And, you know, just to be fair, I was only in the touristy part, so I didn't give it a true chance. I didn't experience the whole city, but I just had this weird feeling of ghosts surrounding me. It was very odd when I went there.
You know, a place that was like that for me is actually when I moved to Connecticut. And it looked just like The Haunting in Connecticut, where everything is so dark, everything is so green. It looks like a true haunted horror movie. And I hated living there.
You were like, I'm ready to get out.
It's that colonial feel, you know?
Yes. There is something that feels ghostly about that. I totally see that. Las Vegas even made the list number 7, I guess, between, I don't know, like the abandoned hotels, Elvis impersonators. Spirits feel right at home here, too. Moral of the story, if your city or house is haunted, I guess maybe you should acknowledge the afterlife, and maybe yes, they'll be more friendly to you as opposed to like being harsh. I don't know. I go back and forth on that.
Well, you know, Casper, the friendly ghost, you know,
he was part of the family.
He was. You can make friends with your ghost and make him family for Thanksgiving.
I love it. Finally, this morning, scientists in China have created an artificial tongue that can detect how spicy food is before you eat it. It looks like a small gel square, and it reacts to capsaicin, which is the compound that makes chili peppers burn. They actually base the design on milk, since milk's casein protein neutralizes spice. So this tongue uses casein in an electrochemical gel to kind of measure how hot something actually is. In other words, it's like a little device that will say, don't do it, before you ruin your night with a Carolina Reaper or whatever. I feel like this should belong in every Thai restaurant service, you know?
Okay, so I went to ComplexCon this past weekend, and they had amazing food things there. So I tried, it was Shang Artisan Noodles. Have you heard of that place?
No.
Okay, so he's like, yes, you got to try the Dan Dan noodles. They're super good, but it is spicy. I'm like, cool. Okay, what would you rank it at? It's like a 5 out of 10. So I'm thinking that's doable. I bring these noodles home. Oh my God, it was so spicy. I was like, what? This should be like an 8 out of 10. Like, everybody's spice levels are so different.
Yes.
That I don't think this artificial tongue would help me.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like they need two different menus. Like in Thai restaurants or Mexican restaurants, it's like regular person spicy, like Mexican spicy, Thai spicy. You know, they have to have different levels so we understand what they're talking about.
And then Scoville units, can you put that on there as well?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Just if anything has Scoville units, I'm out. Yes. I'm out. It's Mercedes in the morning. Do you guys want to find out if your relationship is going to go the distance? Do you ever like wonder, like, is this my forever person? Now TikTok can tell you whether or not that's going to happen.
Yay, TikTok. Let's do it.
I know it's kind of iffy getting advice from TikTok, but have you guys seen the bird theory video that's going around on TikTok right now?
I have. I've seen it, yes.
If you haven't, basically, it's a test to show how strong your relationship is. So I guess someone came up with it a few years ago. It's blowing up right now. And searches on Google have hit an all-time high for the bird theory test. So here's what it is, basically. You're supposed to go to your partner and just talk about something and bring up that you saw a bird today. And you got to sound like enthusiastic about it. Like, I saw a bird today. Like, you're kind of excited about it, right? And they say if they match your excitement about it, and like if they ask you questions, that means you guys are going to go the distance. If they don't engage at all, or if they're like, why are you telling me this? Then it's not going to work out.
I'm nervous to know if you've done it with your husband.
I did it last night. Oh. I have the audio. But before I play the audio,
okay,
like what do you think? As far as like James' reaction would be on something like this.
I will tell you right now, James is always uninterested about nature. I am like, we will walk at the park, and you know how beautiful our sunsets are here in Las Vegas. So we'll sometimes we walk in the park and I'll be like, oh my God, babe, look at the sunset. And he looks at me, he's like, yeah, it's cool.
Are you kidding me?
It's not
right
his thing.
Now?
It's not his thing. He's like, all right, yeah. So I will give him like the credit. I don't know if this will work for him because birds, nature, sunsets, it's all to him.
What about you, Ramon? Would Jackie be interested if you brought up that you saw a bird?
I think she would be 100% interested. You don't know how many times a week I bring up useless stuff to her, like video games and comic books, and she sits there and it entertains me. So birds would probably be something refreshing to her.
Okay, all right. So I tried this bird theory with Matt last night, and I hit record on my phone, and I had to start off with some small talk because I didn't want to just out of the blue be like, oh, there's birds.
Yeah, that's all kind of random.
Yeah. So we're sitting at the kitchen table. The Dodger game is on. He did drop a curse word, so I had to bleep it.
Okay, good.
So this is his reaction.
What inning is it?
No. No, it's seventh. Bottom of the seventh coming up. Mm-hmm. What's up?
I just...
Oh, are we selling sunset?
Maybe.
We can put this on the iPad.
Oh, I saw a bird today.
A what?
A bird.
A bird?
Yeah.
Like...
It was like red, and it looked like a cardinal.
A bird.
Yes, a bird, a flying bird.
Birds every day.
But it was a bird, a red bird.
Oh, like, so you saw like a cardinal bird?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's cool. Where'd you see it?
Outside.
Our house?
No, at work.
Oh, that's big, considering all the construction over there.
He wanted to know where I saw it. He was like confused at first. It was just, but I was happy. He was engaged with it.
I love the turn of the conversation because he's like, a what? A bird? Just like a random bird? But then once you said a red bird, he was fully invested. He was like, oh, that's crazy considering that you saw it at work with all the construction.
I felt like I might be losing him. I didn't know. I was like trying to make it interesting. And I was like, a red bird. But I was happy that he passed the test. I was so happy.
Very, very impressive because the game was on. He could have totally blew you off. Like, don't bother me. They're losing too.
But if you heard the beginning of it, he said, do you want to watch Selling Sunset? I can put this bleeping game on the iPad. Because he was so mad about what was happening.
You know what's funny about Matt is, like, if there's something that actually intrigues his thought, I've noticed, like, his face lights up.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that about him. Because then he's like, oh, a red bird. Like, tell me more. And I think that that's what's cool about Matt as a person, is that he really wants to know.
He's big on learning. He really likes to know. He knows a little about a lot. But it's funny. Yeah, I basically had his three favorite things in that conversation: baseball, birds, and Selling Sunset. That was pretty much it.
I gotta know, where did you set up the phone? Like, how did you sneak it in?
I had it like on the kitchen. Usually when we're sitting at the kitchen table, I don't allow phones, but I said, oh, Sophie's supposed to text me here. So I left it there, hit record, and just like sat down there. So he didn't suspect anything, but yeah, I'd leave it to him to that I have to bleep. Bleep our relationship test.
I can put this bleeping game on the iPad.
He was so over the game. I think he was wanting to talk about anything but the game at that point. So try that test with your spouses. I want to see how they do.
I'm telling you right now, I think James is going to be uninterested.
Tell him it's a red bird.
Oh, like, switch. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to like think of like, babe, I saw a bird. He's like, okay. I saw a bird with feathers. I saw a bird with feathers. It looked like a peacock. Like, I'll keep going and going and going.
No, say, I saw a bird. Larry Bird. He loves basketball. He'll be so excited.
I'm dead. He's like, please, you did not see Larry Bird. He's going to be so uninterested in that. He's going to know I'm lying through my teeth.
Yeah, as a Lakers fan, he's probably like, I don't care. All right, let's do it. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute. And we have your tickets right now to see Jessica Simpson. We had her on the show. She is so excited about this show, and so are we. PH Live at Planet Hollywood, November 8th. Your tickets to see her right now with the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. And if you do it, you are going to the show. Who's ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Michelle, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
You ready to play the Mega Minute?
Yes, we are.
I hear you have a car full of kids with you right now.
I do. My kids are I'm taking them to school right now.
What's up, guys? 6'7".
Oh, my God. Mercedes.
I'm joking. That's so cringy. I'm just joking.
It's okay.
Let's,
you're a cool mom.
Let's do this. We've got tickets for you to see Jessica Simpson at PH Live. Just got to answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds or less. If anyone knows the answer, just shout it out, because if I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on. Okay, guys?
Okay. Yeah, they're excited. We play every morning.
Let's do it.
All right, guys. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
Daylight saving time always lands on what day of the week?
Sunday.
Yes. Bamboo is the food of choice for what kind of bear?
Panda.
Yes. Steve Irwin's son, Robert Irwin, is on what dancing show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. What popular kids restaurant has a giant rat as its mascot?
A giant rat?
Yes. Who is the lead singer of the band No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
Yes. Who was Paris Hilton's co-star on the TV show The Simple Life?
Nicole Richie.
Yes. What number does the Roman numeral X represent?
10.
Yes. Which famous Halloween movie features the line, "Do you like scary movies"?
Green.
Yes. How many minutes is each quarter in football?
15.
Yes. What is the most southernmost continent on Earth?
Antarctica.
That is a winner!
Oh my God!
Woo!
What?
Michelle and kids, you guys conquered the Mega Minute! Congratulations! Practice makes perfect, I guess, and I loved how everyone was contributing.
Yes.
I would hear random people answer. Congratulations, you guys.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, if you are a baseball fan, you probably watched the World Series last night, and it's now heading north of the border after the Toronto Blue Jays took Game 5 in L.A. last night, 6-1. Toronto, they just came out swinging with first-inning solo home runs from Davis Schneider and Vlad Guerrero Jr., but the real story was rookie pitcher Trey Savage, who completely shut down the Dodgers. He gave up just one run, three hits, struck out 12 through seven innings. So that performance puts the Blue Jays up 3-2 in the best of seven series. Today is an off day. Game 6 happens tomorrow in Toronto. Yoshi Yamamoto is going to be starting for the Dodgers. Kevin Gausman taking the mound for the Jays. And if this series goes the distance, Game 7 will also be in Toronto on Saturday night.
What Trey Savage is doing right now is nothing short but impressive. He has more starts in the postseason than he did in the regular season.
Wasn't it just six in the regular season? Like, the guy's a rookie.
Yes, he's a rookie. He became a starting pitcher in September. He had two starts in September. Before being called up from AAA.
Seriously, I was watching him last night like, wow, this is really sad. Yeah. You know, if you're a Dodgers fan.
What's funny is when I saw his last name, I thought he was a rapper.
Oh, really?
And so I was like,
yay, Savage.
Yes, I know. And then I'm loving the Dodgers fans right now on the internet. They're like recording each other. Like some people like from CNN and all these people are recording Dodgers fans. Like, you guys still have faith? You guys still have faith that you're going to win this? They're like, yeah, we're going to get him in Game 7. Toronto, more like Toronto.
Oh, man. Toronto, they look good.
They do.
They look really, really good.
I am going to put my money on right now on Toronto.
Yeah, that would probably be the smart bet, but you know what? You never know. That's why I always say you can't lose faith, right?
Yeah.
You gotta always cheer for your team. Also, this morning, a new study out says that even a little happiness goes a long way. Researchers ask people to rate their life satisfaction on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 being everything is terrible, and 10 being life is amazing. And the results show that once you hit about a 2.7, basically a 3, you start seeing health benefits. People above that mark are less likely to get sick, less stressed, and generally they live longer. Here's the best part. Being too happy doesn't hurt you either. There's no such thing as an overdose of joy. So if you're at an 8, a 9, or 10 on the happiness scale, keep it up. And if you're under a 3, maybe just try to find a small thing today that bumps you up just a little higher. Maybe, you know, a nice cup of coffee or no traffic or something like that.
Where would you say you're at on a scale of 1 to 10 of happiness?
Right now, I would give myself a solid 8, maybe an 8.5. I mean, it goes up and down throughout the day, but yeah, I'd give myself an 8. How about you?
I was going to say the same thing. I'm like at an 8. Sometimes I'm at a 7, depending how exhausted I am.
Yeah.
I think the amount of sleep that I get does depend on how happy I am. And also, I'm a Taurus. So Tauruses are known for their sleep.
Always want to sleep.
I'm like, if I have enough sleep, I'm happy.
I think that I'm really able to function at a high level even when I am miserable, so I can hide it well.
I can hide it really well,
but I like genuinely, all things considered, it's like, you know what? There are so many problems in the world. I have nothing to complain about right now. So
I can't believe
I'm
neither you went 6-7.
No! That's the next story. I'm saving that.
Wait, that is such a great little transition into this next story.
All right, what are you at? Before we do that, what are you at?
I'd say like a 6.
You know, that's kind of low. I felt more from you.
I think in general, overall, I'm pretty happy in my life. Obviously, there's things that can change. And right now, I'm not getting the best sleep, so that's probably one thing that would, you know, bump me up higher.
Welcome to mornings, my friend. Welcome to doing mornings.
Yeah.
Dictionary.com, they just announced their word of the year, and parents everywhere are collectively sighing. The word is, like Ramon just said,
6-7.
Not 67, 6-7, which is a slang term that doesn't mean anything. Gen Alpha uses it to express random energy, surprise, excitement. It started spreading through the middle schools and TikTok. Now it's everywhere. The site's lexicon director said that he knew it was a cultural moment when a teacher texted him, Brandy, begging, please don't make 6-7 the word of the year. So, of course, that sealed the deal. They describe 6-7 as nonsensical and playfully absurd. So you know, why is the word of the year two numbers? That's my question.
You know, I will never, you know, put someone down for what makes them happy. And if that's 6-7, then that's fine. But what's funny to me is when I'm out at events for the station, all of the kids that come up to me and their parents, they get so happy when we talk about 6-7 on the radio.
Really?
I don't know what it is, but they're like, my son loves your guys' station. I'm like, oh, nice. Like, what part about it? Oh, my God. We love listening to the show when you guys talk about 6-7.
Oh, my gosh. We just discovered that my daughter, the last two digits of her phone number is 6-7. And ever since then, we have just been giving her the hardest time about it. It's so funny. Is there any sort of, like, slang that drives you absolutely crazy, current or old?
Yesterday during the meeting when our regional vice president
said
this phrase, I looked back at you guys because I don't know if you heard him say cray cray.
Yes.
When he said cray cray, I was like, oh my God, what are we back in 2005?
I saw you look directly at me and Ramon, and then we just kind of like smiled and we're like, oh, we're going to hear about that one.
Yeah.
Want to give a little birthday shout out to Gavin. He is 11 today. Happy birthday, Gavin. So sometimes I feel like you will have those moments where your body reacts before your brain can catch up. Like, you know, you shouldn't laugh, but something in you kind of decides, no, we're doing this. We're laughing. So sometimes it's like your sense of humor has no sense of timing. And Steph says you had one of those moments yesterday. What happened?
Oh, I feel so bad about it, but I couldn't help it. Yesterday, me and Momo were at the park. I'm walking him around, and we passed by the playground. And at the playground, there was a mom and son, and the son looked to be about 2 years old. And that kid was running as fast as possible, like at full speed. When all of a sudden, boom, he hits one of those metal poles.
Oh, no.
And those metal poles, you know that sound it makes when, like, something hits
like
that metal?
Ding!
Yes.
Yes.
It made that sound. And the whole thing goes down. He starts crying. Mom is running over there to make sure everything's okay, like he's not bleeding or anything. Meanwhile, here's my body. Instant reaction when I saw that kid hit the pole. I started laughing.
Oh, no.
I couldn't help myself. And it was just the way that he was, like, running, and he was just not looking. I don't know what it is about. I don't know. It's like an America's Funniest Videos type of deal. When people get hurt, you laugh. But I started laughing.
I can't do it with a kid, though. Like, if a kid gets hurt, I can't laugh. I go into mom mode, and immediately I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I, like, go into panic and, like, want to help whoever is hurt. But you are not in that situation.
I don't know what took over me. Usually I'm pretty mature about situations like this, but I start laughing. It's literally, in sight at least, it's just me, the mom, and the son. The mom heard me laughing.
Oh, no. So she's probably so mad.
She looks over at me and she gives me the death stare. Like, just like, are you serious right now? Like, my kid could be going to the emergency room, but we want to be laughing? Like, I don't know what it was. I just felt like I was behaving so inappropriately for a time that was in such a serious situation.
Yeah, like a kid could be hurt and you're like, bah!
You fell.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever laughed at an inappropriate time or things were really serious and you could not help it? All of a sudden you just like started getting the giggles or whatever and you just were like doing everything you could to hold it in. 702-364-9400. Ramon, if you were there with your son and he got hurt and someone started laughing, would you understand it or do you go into dad mode?
I'd definitely understand it because I'd probably, you know, give a little chuckle too.
As the dad.
Oh, for sure. Boom. Because those noises are funny.
Have you ever been in that situation though where you're like, I should not be laughing
so,
right now?
So you ladies might know, like, I like to joke around. I'm a jokester. So I find myself in these situations all the time. But I remember one time in particular. So I was raised Catholic. So this happened a very long time ago. I was raised Catholic. So we were at Sunday church. And me and my twin sister, we were cracking up. Cracking jokes would not be quiet. And I remember in the middle of service, the father walks down to our row, points at us and tells us, hey, either be quiet or walk out. You should have seen the look on my mother's face. I don't even remember what happened afterwards. I think I blocked it out because...
Oh, he should have told you you're going to hell.
My mom. Oh, I'll never forget it.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. I remember one time. It involves a kid with mine. I I went to my friend's kids' school play, and it was supposed to be like this emotional scene where the little boy is saying goodbye to this imaginary dog. I'm trying to remember what the play was called, but there's like music and it's all emotional and the kids are, you know, being like, oh, goodbye, goodbye. And the parents are kind of tearing up and it's just so dramatic in the middle of the big line that the kid was supposed to say. He was supposed to say like, goodbye, I'll miss you. But his voice cracked, like it was full on like puberty crack. He goes, goodbye. And I was like,
sorry.
The way he said it, it was a total puberty like crack voice, and he looked mortified and he stopped, and the whole audience kind of gasped. Everyone was like, and I lost it. I was like,
I'm sorry, I would be right next to you. I'd be laughing hysterically.
I feel horrible, and I'm trying to shake and I'm trying to hold my laugh, and I'm like, and my like tears started rolling down my face, and Matt even elbowed me. He's like, stop it. I'm like, and the whole way home I was like, goodbye.
He must have been so embarrassed.
I felt
someone
so bad for him.
Who voice cracked too. He had to be embarrassed.
That one line is gonna haunt him forever.
I wish I knew where that kid was now. He's probably like, goodbye now. But at that time I felt so sorry for him.
He's probably on Broadway. Oh, he's like Alexander Hamilton.
Seriously. Yes, his name was Lin-Manuel Miranda. We just got this text. During a Zoom meeting with our entire education team, and I mean corporate education team, there was a group chat with me and four other people on that call. We were dying. What were you dying about? What happened? This one says, have you guys seen that TikTok where the parents smudge what looks like feces on their child's hands when they hand them a roll of toilet paper? It's just chocolate.
Oh, my God.
That does not sound hilarious to me. Gross.
Have you seen like those baby shower games when they have to like, who can do the diaper the fastest? And they put like those chocolate puddings in there?
They put like candy bars and you have to identify which one.
Ew.
Yes, I see that. I'm like, goodbye. I got hit with the most random fact last night. My husband's, he's like scrolling on his phone and he looks up. He goes, hey, did you know the cheeseburger was invented in Pasadena, California?
Random.
So random. But when he said it, I was like, no. I stopped watching the game. I look at him. I go, that's not true. It was actually something that was invented in Denver. Because I was wrong, I'm like, I've been lied to my entire childhood. Because in Denver, we were always told that is the home of the cheeseburger. That was like ingrained in our heads. It's like one of those hometown pride kind of facts right there. So I've been carrying this around like a badge of honor since elementary school, that Denver's the home of the cheeseburger. So we get into it right there, like full debate in the living room. He's showing me the Pasadena receipts. I'm throwing out the Denver history. So we basically are like in cheeseburger court here. and try to figure out. And apparently, he's not wrong. Most people do say that the cheeseburger was invented in Pasadena, California. But Denver and Louisville, Kentucky also claim it.
What?
Yeah.
So I'm confused.
I don't know.
Who's the originator?
Exactly. That's like when someone takes credit for inventing a TikTok dance. It's like, you don't know who the actual originator of this was. But I feel like that was one of the things that my hometown was known for. Where's your hometown? And what is it known for? 702-364-9400. Now I have to take the cheeseburger thing off of the list. I'm so disappointed. So I'm trying to think, what is Denver known for? And I'd say two things that come to mind besides the cheeseburger invention was Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most amazing concert venues in the entire world. If you've never seen a concert there, put it on your bucket list. It's absolutely magical.
The videos and the photos I've seen of people there, it looks straight out of a movie.
And then the sound is really good too. I don't know
really?
If the sound is bouncing off the rocks or what, but it's just magical. And then the other one is Coors Beer. I feel like that's technically Golden, Colorado, which is right outside of Denver, but I feel like those are the things that my hometown is known for. What is it for you? 702-364-9400. I'm still going to claim the cheeseburger crown a little bit, even though Pasadena, you probably have the rights to it. But yeah, that's it for me.
Okay, born and raised in San Diego. I was going to go a little deeper in Chula Vista, but Chula Vista, let's go.
Well, let's say Chula Vista. I want to hear what Chula Vista is known for.
Okay, well, I mean, it's not a lot of things, but there's the Olympic Training Center there. I don't know if you knew that.
In Chula Vista?
Oh, yeah. It's in a suburb called Eastlake, and it's this huge training center where people that are training for the Olympics go there. Usually, like, Summer Olympics people will train there.
I never knew that.
I guess I'll claim that.
Wow. I'm learning something. This is an educational topic here.
Something that I just found out about San Diego, though. Did you know that WD-40 was invented in San Diego?
How do you know that?
Google. I looked it up. It says San Diego is the birthplace of inventions like WD-40.
So that's what San Diego should be known for, taking the squeak out of all of my things. That's crazy.
I know. Other things that I knew about, Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is founded in San Diego.
Whoa, my mind is like, I cannot comprehend all this information.
I can keep going.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
The popular board game Candyland, created in San Diego.
Okay, so like, yes, inventions, but like right off the bat, San Diego is known for
Candyland. No. I would say Blink-182.
Oh, I was going to say SeaWorld.
SeaWorld, too. It has its controversies, but yeah, SeaWorld is a good one.
Okay. 702-364-9400. We're getting some texts here. We're taking your calls. This one is from Dave. It says, my town is known for being the place where people stop for gas on the way to somewhere better. I'm from Barstow. I'm so sorry.
Shout out Barstow, man.
Yeah, we love Barstow. Aren't they known for a taco or something? There's something in Barstow that is like, what is it?
Who has like the tallest thermometer in
That's
the world?
Baker.
That's Baker.
No, Barstow's known for like a fast food restaurant, but like specifically something. Someone knows what I'm talking about. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy. Let's talk to, hey, Dick, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Where are you from and what are you guys known for?
So I'm from the city of Wilmington, California. And they're known to have the world's longest burrito. I think it was something like 2,000 feet and weighed over 2 tons.
Oh,
where is Wilmington, California?
It's right in between Long Beach and Torrance.
The longest burrito, like that is, that's a long burrito.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's finished it.
That's impressive. I love the claims to fame. That is good. Thank you so much. Let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, where are you from and what are you known for?
So my hometown in the UK is called Hull. And we have this spice that we put on our French fries called American chip spice. But it's not American.
But that's what you're known for?
Yeah.
Do you have it shipped out here?
I do. I actually do. I have friends in the UK that ship it out to me because I cannot have my chip butty without that spice on it.
Oh, I really want to try that. Huh. It sounds delicious. Thanks, Victoria. We're getting some other texts here. This one says, I'm from Roswell, New Mexico. We're known for aliens, real ones, not the cute kinds you find in the movies. Alicia from Chicago, deep dish pizza, brutal winters, and pretending the wind isn't that bad. Let's talk to Katie. Katie, where are you from and what is your town known for?
Hi, I'm from Camarillo, California, which is down next to Oxnard, Ventura County. And we have the state hospital there that is now the Channel Islands University.
Wow, that's your big claim to fame, huh?
Oh, yeah, everybody there used to know about the Camarillo State Hospital. It used to be a lot of craziness.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to Google that. I want to find out more about the craziness. Thanks, Katie. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a comment on Barstow. Do you know what I'm talking about? Isn't there something really famous in Barstow? Why am I spacing it?
Yes, it's Del Taco. The original Del Taco is in Barstow, California. So, like, it's different than all Del Tacos. Everything else pales in comparison.
So what's so great about it? Next time I'm going to have to make a stop there. Why do we need to go to the original Del Taco?
It's just different. They put so much cheese on everything. Like, my mom used to talk about it like it was just heaven sent.
That's more cheese the better, in my opinion.
I'm not a huge Del Taco fan. I don't really, that's not like my fast food of choice, but if I'm passing through Barstow, I gotta try this Del Taco.
Yeah, that's now our phones are lighting up. Yeah, everyone's talking about that. I'm gonna have to definitely stop there. This text says, Calipatria? Isn't that where your wife is from?
That's my mom.
Calipatria, California, the tallest flagpole in the Western Hemisphere.
Yes, that is the true. And then they are known for their state prison as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
Go Calipat. That is so crazy.
Ramon, born and raised Vegas kid. What do you think we're best known for?
The 10.99 steak and eggs late after 2 a.m.
Where?
Oh, there's several spots. I mean, like, I think Red Rock has one for like $13.99. Jerry's Nugget has one for $10.99. South Point, I think, has one for like $7.50 after 2 a.m.
Oh my God, he knows all of the steak
If you want to know the steak and eggs info, we've got you covered. I love it.
I remember the Tuscany used to have like $2.99.
The Tuscany
steak
has
and
one
eggs.
Too. Ellis Island. Yes, you're right.
Oh my God, I didn't know all these places had steaks.
Kristen from Youngstown, Ohio, we are known for our famous Handles ice cream.
Hey. Yes.
Oh, the best.
The Handles ice cream is one of the best ice creams I've ever had.
It's the only ice cream I truly, truly love. It Graham Central Station.
Yes.
That is, if you've never, get yourself a Del Taco from Barstow, get yourself some Handles, and you've lived life. That's all you had to do.
I could die happy.
Seriously. All right, let's do it. It's time to win. Time to play Heads Up. Losing my voice. I sound like the kid in that play that I laughed at.
Goodbye.
This is karma coming back for laughing at him.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right. Our contestant is Natalie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. No complaints.
Halloween
is Halloween.
Yeah. Are you dressing up?
I am, yeah.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a witch with my family.
I love it. I love it. Are you going to be like a Elphaba witch or just like your own version?
Just my own version. Just like a classic witch. My husband's going to be the black cat. So.
Oh, that's cool. You look so cute. I love that. Okay, let's do it. Let's get you guys a pair of tickets to check out Collective Soul at the Venetian. Heads Up is on. Do you want to go with Statue of Liberty for your category or Tune Time?
Let's go Statue of Liberty.
Okay, perfect. Statue of Liberty Dedication Day was on Tuesday. These are all famous landmarks, okay? Famous landmarks. We just need 6 in 60 seconds. We got this. You ready?
We got it. Let's do it.
All right, guys. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up starts now.
You see this in Paris, this famous landmark.
Eiffel Tower.
Yes. I think this is like South Dakota or North Dakota. It's President's Faces.
Mount Rushmore.
Yes. This is in London. It's a clock. It's
Big Ben.
Yes. This is in Italy, and it looks like it's slanted.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yes, this is it. This is a beautiful white, gorgeous building. It's gosh, I don't remember exactly. Yes, this is. This is if you are going to hike the Inca Trail to see this in Peru,
the Mayan civilization.
No, in Peru, you're going to see.
Pass.
Okay, this is in. Brazil, it's a statue of Jesus. It's called
I don't know the name.
Okay, let's pass. This is in Rome. It's a big built. No, we were so close. That was Christ the Redeemer
that you guys are stuck on. Yeah,
and then we skipped Machu Picchu. Darn it. Oh, we were so close. Thank you so much for trying. I just loved your energy. I hate for her to go.
Me too. She's going to be a witch tomorrow.
Know.
She's going to be a witch on us because we didn't win.
She's going to cast a spell on us. I'm so sorry, Natalie. That means caller 20 right now. You are going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Collective Soul when they come to the Venetian. Caller 20, you get them right now. 702-364-9400.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Well, get ready to fall back. Standard Time returns on Sunday, which means at 2 a.m. we are setting the clocks back by an hour. Technically, we gain an hour of sleep, though a lot of us are probably not going to take advantage of it. I know I always say, like, oh, it's really this time, so I can go to bed a little later, and then I lose that hour of sleep.
It's so confusing when I try to do that. I'm like, okay, so technically it's two, but really it's like one, and then so I have to go to bed. No, I just look at the time for what it is and go with that.
Yeah, the upside is you're going to have a little more light in the mornings. Downside, it's going to be dark by the time you're headed home from work. Daylight saving time will return on March 8th, 2026, but not for people in Hawaii or Arizona who've opted out of the clock chaos. Meanwhile, the Sunshine Protection Act, which could make daylight saving time permanent nationwide, that's been stuck in Congress since 2022. I guess there's one senator that just refuses to move it forward. So get rid of that person. Like, let's stop doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you and your partner sleep in separate beds, you might be getting better rest, but at a cost. We've talked about sleep divorces before. I know you've had problems with your husband and his snoring. Ramon, I think you said you're a snorer, right?
Not really. Maybe not sometimes bad? If I'm really exhausted and if I'm sleeping on my back.
Well, a new study says that couples who sleep apart, they report lower psychological well-being than those who share a bed. And you know, with this whole sleep divorce trend, a lot of people are doing it. But they're saying that the best way to combat this is the Scandinavian sleeping method. Have you guys heard of this one?
That's what we do.
What is that?
So this is when you have two duvets on one, or two comforters on one bed. Basically, you don't share a blanket. You each have your own blanket. They say it's good middle ground, but sleeping in separate rooms, that you're going to be more rested, but emotionally
not as connected.
Yeah, I'm against the whole, I'm a big cuddler. I'm a big little spoon guy.
You're the little spoon?
Oh, yes.
Your wife is so much smaller than you.
She is. But I love it. So I'm totally against the sleep divorce thing.
Yeah, there's been a couple times where Matt has left the bedroom because he knows that he's making that weird noise that he always makes when he sleeps. He did it all last night. I was just like, oh, I kept pushing him. Like, stop it.
At this point, I can't even sleep without my wife. I have to, like, turn on the TV or something.
Yeah, it's worse for me. Yes, like, he thinks he's helping me when he leaves, but it ends up being worse because then I'm like, oh.
Baby, come back?
No.
Baby, come back.
I love it. When James sleeps on the couch sometimes, like, and I wake up and he's not there, I'm like, no wonder I got great sleep.
Like,
thank God. And that happens a lot on the weekends. Like, he'll sleep on the couch because I go to bed earlier anyways, and that's just my clock. So James will fall asleep watching TV. I feel so bad. I don't let him watch TV in the room. I don't let him be on his phone in the room. I have to have earplugs, sleep mask, and a sound machine on.
You're the bedroom dictator. You're like, no.
And he goes, what is this, a dictatorship? I'm like, yes, this is my room. Go out.
So do you guys have another bed? Like, do you have another don't you guys have a guest room?
We do, but we don't have like a legit bedroom set. It's just like an office with like our clothes and shoes. But I wouldn't mind a sleep divorce, not going to lie.
I wonder if you would feel less connected. It sounds like you actually feel more connected because you're getting sleep and that's making you happier.
And he goes to bed after me. Like, we're kind of used to going to sleep without each other. Like, if we went to bed together and we went to sleep together, that would make sense. But I'm so used to going to bed alone, waking up alone. Am I married, people?
Maybe not. Finally, this morning, there is a new debate brewing this Halloween. Have decorations gone too far? The New York Times, they just did an article about this, asking that question, pointing out that the holiday has really evolved from the cute pumpkins and smiling ghosts to just full-on horror movie sets in people's front yards. You've probably seen them, like the giant 12-foot skeletons and blood-covered zombies that move and scream. It's getting intense. Some parents say it's gotten too disturbing for little kids, while others argue that Halloween should be scary. Like, that is the whole point. Even some adults admit that they've been startled by how realistic these displays have become. What do you guys think?
I live in an apartment, so I don't see like the gore and like those type of things in our yard. So you guys live in homes.
I think go big or go home. I enjoy, the only ones I don't like are the other spider ones. But my favorite ones is where, you know, like, it looks like someone, or you don't know if it's someone, is holding the bowl of candy, and you're like, is it a real person or is it just fake? Is it a real person or fake? And that's when you send the kid, you go first.
That's messed up.
You don't offer the protection. The only things I don't like are the ones that jump out at you, mm-hmm. that are motion activated. Those scare me so bad, and it just takes all the fun out of it. And I also don't like when the people at their homes get into character, but don't break it at some point. Like, I get it. Like, you come up, hey, would you like candy? Oh, yeah. And then they start following you, and it's funny. And it's like, at some point, just like, drop it. Like, I've been really scared by that before. We almost got in a fight with a guy in my neighborhood.
What?
He wouldn't drop the character, and the girls were crying. I had my daughters and their friends, and they were, like, running away, and he kept following them, thinking he was so funny.
No.
And I finally said, we're done. And he just looked at me and he's like,
He's not done.
Yeah, it went way too far.
I remember being a kid. I would never go to those houses. If there was a scary house, I went away. But if there's like Bluey in the front yard, I'm going to that house.
Yeah, the happy, scary, fun ones are great. But I don't know. We have a lot of really scary ones in my house.
Do you really?
And some of them are not even decorated. Mix 94.1. You know how every house has that one rule? It's non-negotiable. It's the one that pretty much defines your entire household. Some people, it's like no food on the couch or don't touch the thermostat or whatever. But for Ramon, there is one rule that is sacred above all others. And if you break it, you might as well pack up and leave. What is it?
It's the cardinal sin. And I find it a very simple and easy rule. And it's really basic. No shoes in the house. I think the bottom of shoes are so disgusting. I always think about someone walking into the bathroom and, you know, there's who knows what on the bathroom floor. And so it keeps the floors cleaner, obviously. And we have this white rug that's been white for 3 years, and I want to keep it that way. Also, there's only one person ever to ignore my rule, and that's my own mom.
Wait, she ignores it completely? There's not just pushback? She just doesn't listen to you?
Oh, there's pushback. I tell her, Ama, los tenis, and she goes, cállate. And she continues to walk through my house with shoes on.
Do you ever, because I have that same rule, I don't get pushback, but I can tell people are uncomfortable sometimes on it with that rule.
I actually tell them, just wear good socks, you know, no holes, and no one's going to judge you. She's the only one. Everybody else, like my sisters, cousins, friends, some ask, oh, shoes off or on? And I'm like, off. So some are cool with it.
Do you have that same rule in your house?
Oh, yeah. Every time I tell people to come over, that's the first thing I say, hi, welcome, shoes off. Immediately. And it's funny because in my apartment, right when you walk in, it's a super small space and then it goes up to the stairs. So I have my friends like, okay, one at a time, please come in. And they come in like single file and then they have to put their shoes like actually on the staircase because that's like how small my space is right there.
Yeah, I don't care if you're wearing designer sneakers or my indoor only shoes. No, if they've touched anything outside, they're coming off. They're not crossing the threshold, you know?
Yeah.
And I even have those booties for the people who maybe have nasty socks
on. Booties?
Really?
Yeah, we have those booties. Wow. They're disposable. I mean, a box was like $5, so
okay.
it's not that big of a deal.
Get some for my mom.
Yeah, get your mom some booties. I'm telling you, what is your number one house rule? Your non-negotiable, 702-364-9400. Between that and one other that we have, we're pretty much open-minded, but the other one is that you are not allowed to use the words hate or stupid in my house.
I like that.
Really?
Cannot use those words. They are banned. They're outlawed. It's like Voldemort. If you say, I hate broccoli, I am giving you a TED talk on gratitude and perspective. you cannot like it, but don't say you hate it. Or if the other day, oh my gosh, Sophie was back in town and the girls were fighting and Brooklyn goes, don't be stupid. And oh my gosh, I lost it. I'm like, we do not use that word in this house. And I cannot stand those words.
I knew that about you when you were growing up. I know you said something within the lines of you couldn't say like shut up or stupid, but now you're still enforcing that rule, huh?
Yeah. My home is a shoe-free, positive vibes only sanctuary. Like, we do not use those words. But other than that, we're not really strict on the household.
Okay, I don't know how to go about this, but me and James have this rule between each other. But when guests come over, I'm a little bit more lenient. And should I apply this rule? Because not everybody does this. So when you go to the restroom and you flush the toilet, do you keep the lid open? Or do you close the lid?
I close. We have soft close toilets.
Oh, nice.
So I close mine.
Okay. Mercedes? Yes, yes.
You know, now that I think about it, we always leave ours open.
Because the germs. When you flush that toilet, all the germs, they swirl up into the bathroom. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves. So James knows this. But I'm not, hey, if a friend is walking into my bathroom, I'm not like, oh, can you close the lid after you flush? I don't know how to enforce that.
Oh, get a remote control for it.
Oh, cool. Put a note in the bathroom, close lid after using.
Oh, maybe. But do people don't really, especially if my friends are drunk, they come in, they're like, oh, at first it's no shoes, now I gotta close the lid.
No, they read it wrong, like close to lid. Oh, and they get all close to your lid. Oh, that's close, not close.
No, you are not invited back to my house.
It's Mix 94.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.